Ben Pullen is a man on a mission. He's on a journey to accelerate the transition to a lower carbon economy in the regions that he's working in. And this week, he's launched the Emirates Electric Vehicle Road Trip at Intersolar here in Dubai. It's the third in a series of global road trips his company's driven, and it's the first of its kind here in the Middle East. He's on the line at Intersolar in, I believe, Ben, a Tesla right now.
That's right. Hi, Tim. Good to be speaking with you again.
So you're in a Tesla Model X? Tell me about the car, quickly.
Yeah, this is a Tesla Model XD, and it's a P90, so it means it has a 90-kilowatt battery, so the range is very good on it, and it's what they call a ludicrous mode. So it does about 0 to 100 in about 3 seconds. Bearing in mind, this is an SUV.
It's an incredible thing. Let me just set this up a little bit. We met a few months ago, and I think when we met, you let slip then that you were going to be bringing two Teslas to the region, which you've done. But it's for a very specific cause, isn't it? Just run us through that cause, Ben.
Yep. So we are running the electric vehicle road trip in the Emirates in January. And what this road trip allows us to do is to showcase that you can actually drive in a sustainable way without compromising on speed, on style, and on comfort.
I mean, realistically, this is a tough one, isn't it? People mean well, but electric or even hybrid cars aren't cheap yet. So mass adoption is a way off, realistically. So at the moment, this is about creating a groundswell of opinion, a groundswell of awareness, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, the Tesla is aimed at the higher end of the market. They are bringing new models in at the end of 2017. And I think, you know, Dubai and the UAE, they love cars. We're car lovers here. So spending some money on an electric car, I don't think, is past most people. But there are some other models from other companies. GM has released a new car, the Bolt, and that does 260 miles. So it's a decent range, and it comes in at around $30,000. But the cars are reducing in price.
I mean, cars, hybrids are starting to come into the market. We've had the Toyota's Prius launched here recently. So, you know, they can be serviced. It is a more attractive option, certainly in miles per gallon. It's going to take a while for it to catch on, I suppose. And one of the ways that, you know, you're trying to highlight this is this EVRT. I love the name of the Emirates Electric Vehicle Road Trip. What's the reaction been like to road tripping around the Middle East in an electric vehicle?
Yeah, well, I'll have to bring you back to what we did in Europe in March this year, because we ran the European Electric Vehicle Road Trip, and that was 10 countries. We stopped off in four cities, Paris, Berlin, Turin, and also Tilburg, where the Tesla factory is. And I think we were just amazed by the reaction in Europe. And, you know, some of us assume that Europe are a lot further ahead with, you know, renewable energy and electric vehicles. So based on that, and with me living here in Dubai for 2 years now, I knew that the Emirates was the next stop for our electric vehicle road trip. And we've been surprised again here, I suppose, with the amount of attention that we've got from some of the corporations, some of the businesses, and the mass market.
So you've been exhibiting at Intersolar this week. That's been on the last couple of days. You've signed your first major sponsor, I've read.
That's right, yeah. So we have our first major sponsor, which is Engie. And Engie was formerly Gaz de France, or GDF Suez.
Right.
And they've been in the business of energy for a long time. And now in the last 5 years, they're looking towards more sustainable energy. They have a lot going on with electric vehicles and charging stations. So we've brought them on as a partner to help execute this event.
This is billed as a low-carbon journey. In January, you're going to be road tripping. Just very quickly, run us through what the road trip actually entails early next year.
So it's a four-day road trip of the Seven Emirates, and we'll be doing three main things, I suppose. One is the road trip itself, showcasing that you can drive around the Emirates in these electric cars. The second is holding conferences on energy, sustainability and clean tech in Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Sharjah. And the third is to have fun as well. I mean, we believe that you can only engage people through excitement. So we'll be taking some of the best leisurely activities, such as hiking in Ras Al Khaimah or scuba diving in Fujairah, and bringing people to have a good time.
And enjoying driving the cars as well. So you've got two Teslas for this.
So actually, we've got a minimum of 7 Teslas. Wow. So we have 2 Teslas here today showcasing at Intersolar. But we are bringing 7 Teslas, but we believe we can get more by January because there are some Tesla owners here in the GCC. In fact, there's a group called Tesla Arabia, which is a group of Tesla owners here. So they're very keen to come on board. And we're not exclusive to Tesla, so we'll be looking to bring other products and other brands on the trip. So we're looking at Renault Zoe, and the new GM Bolt would be great as well.
Okay. Is the offer still there that I can come along and maybe have a go in a Tesla? Because I've always fancied it.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love to get you along and Alex as well and show you the acceleration of these cars.
Ben Bullen's just launched the Emirates Electric Vehicle Road Trip at Intersolar here in Dubai. It's been on for the last couple of days. It's the third in a series of global road trips his company's driven, the first of its kind in the Middle East in January. Ben, looking forward to hopefully driving a Tesla. And all the best in the meantime. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Tim. Thank you.